We're joined by Robert Reischauer, who is president of the Urban Institute. We want to talk a little bit about what all this may mean for the federal budget. Mr. Reischauer, it's pretty clear that all of this government spending, plus the possibility of tax cuts, is likely to create deficits, that the budget will be in deficit for the first time in a long time. Do you think that's a problem?
It's not a problem because it's a reflection of the weakness of our economy and the high priority we're giving to increased security, which in effect will strengthen our economy over the long run and the short run.
We've heard the Democrats and Republicans speaking together to say that we need to spend whatever is needed to secure the economy, and that includes all the bailouts, the reconstruction, maybe even more spending for public health. Do you think that's spending? Is that spending in the end going to be good for the economy?
Any spending will be good. Some spending might take a long time to get out the door, and that probably isn't what we need right now. What we need is a quick kick in the pants to the economy, and as the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers said, a tax cut for individuals would be probably what the doctor ordered.
What about the thing that we've been talking about for all these years, about the possibility that not only could we have balanced budgets, but we could pay down the national debt, the $3.3 trillion debt? That's out the window?
At least for a few years. It clearly has receded as a priority. We're going to probably run small unified budget deficits for the next few years. But if this stimulus package is done correctly, meaning that the measures are temporary, we should be back in a position 3-4 years from now where we see the debt being paid down, although nowhere nearly as rapidly as we had hoped just a few months ago.
Politicians have been talking for some years about Social Security funds, and they finally agreed on the idea of a lockbox, making those funds untouchable. That's gone, too. Do you think senior citizens need to be concerned about that?
No, they don't, because their benefit in no way depends on the existence of those lockboxes or how much the federal government saves. The federal government paying down its debt was going to strengthen our economy, which indirectly creates the ability to pay benefits in the future at lower overall tax rates. But it really doesn't affect the obligation that the federal government has to pay the benefits that have been promised to current retirees and future retirees.
What about other things in the budget? There were new programs being talked about, drugs for seniors, very expensive regular programs like the Farm Bill. What happens to that?
Well, a lot of those are just pushed onto the back burner. There's a new mood in Washington and in the Congress, and that is to focus on the priorities of the moment. And prescription drugs for Medicare beneficiaries, while terribly important, is something that even the biggest advocate didn't expect to kick in till 2004 or 2005. And so probably we're talking about pushing the debates, the decisions on those types of issues off 3 or 4 years.
Of course, that's new spending, but there's regular spending, the Farm Bill, other programs.
There is, and the Farm Bill will have to be reauthorized, not this year, but it can wait till next year, and that will probably add a little bit to the spending path that we're on. But what will happen is many of those claimants that had hoped for substantial increases in what they were going to receive over the next few years will find that they have to trim their sails a good deal.
Mr. Reischauer, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Robert Reischauer is the president of the Urban Institute. He joined us by telephone from his office.